Riggs and Alley, rewind.
The Masked Singer on Fox. Have you heard about this show where somebody comes out on stage and they're singing in a costume?
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't tell the best part.
Oh, I haven't even started yet. I scratched the
celebrities.
Surface. It is, Allie. I'm glad you talked about that.
It's all celebrities and they come out in masks.
Yep.
That's like the best part of the show. I mean, if it didn't have the celebrities, I really wouldn't be interested.
That's the thing now. So you got four judges that are on the stage, right? So what they have are all the dramatics of like the American Idol and all
judges?
Of those shows. The judges are Jenny McCarthy, Ken Jeong, who was the guy from The Hangover.
Yeah,
Ken Jeong.
Yep.
Nicole Scherzinger.
And the Pussycat Dolls.
Yes, and Robin Thicke. Those are the four judges.
Okay.
And Nick Cannon is the host of the show.
Yeah.
Right. So what happens is they do all this build up to this character that they have. They have like the hippo coming out.
And it's someone dressed like a hippo?
It's like a mascot from a college game or like Bango. It's like somebody dressed up in a full furry costume pretty much.
They come out to perform.
They come out to perform. But before they perform, they do all this, like they lay down all these hints. There's like, I was in trouble with the law once. I like to dance on a big stage.
In the person's voice or?
No, the voice is like changed.
Oh.
So you can kind of tell if it's a woman or a man by like the body physically a little bit. But even some of them, there's like somebody in a monster costume. Well, you can't tell. It could be anybody in there. It could be a child. It could be
who were the celebs last night that they were under the mask?
It premiered last Wednesday and they did. I'm dragging it out because they drug it out.
Today's Wednesday.
I'm dragging this out on purpose.
Oh, God.
So there were six characters that performed.
Yeah.
They had two that went back to back and then two that went back to back and then two more that went back to back and they dragged this out for an hour.
Yeah.
And then they only have one person that gets unmasked at the end. I was hoping that maybe two, but no, they want to drag it out for another week. So,
well, then it's anticlimactic.
I know. What do you mean?
I would
rather see like two people unmasked tonight.
You
at least two people.
Yeah, well, you can't. That's what I'm saying. You can't do a 2-hour show without a closing of some sort.
It's only an hour, though.
1 hour, whatever. Yeah. So who was the person last week?
Antonio Brown, who was a wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
That's who it was.
Insert who the hell cares.
Right?
So then you're going to find out tonight who the others are.
That's the thing. Watching this whole show, you're wondering who it could be because they like put all these breadcrumbs and all of the judges are meant to put their guesses in. So they're like, I think it's Lady Gaga. I think it's Flava Flav.
What do you win? I don't get it. What do you win?
I don't know. There's no winning.
How do you not know? You watched it.
The only thing that you win is the satisfaction of finding out who was singing and who is performing under it. Because some of them are really good singers when they perform. And some of them.
The judges are there literally for nothing more than to guess who it is.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
They're not judges.
They're not judges.
They're just guessers is what they are. They're guessers. That's all they are. They're just like professional guessers.
Again?
The Masked Singer. It's on Fox. A new episode is tonight.
So No. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
What?
I thought people can't get Fox right now.
No, if you have Spectrum.
Oh, Spectrum.
You're
literally
talking to people that can't watch this tonight.
Some people, yes. Some people have.
I can't watch it.
A lot of people don't have Fox.
Well, who has Spectrum? Is it Spectrum?
I do.
I have Fox.
Spectrum.
As I have DirecTV. DirecTV and AT&T
both
have it, right.
That's what I mean.
You
don't have Spectrum, but a lot of people don't have Fox right now, which is ironic. So they're not going to see it.
They're not even going to see it.
They're not going to see it. Most people won't tonight.
Which would be a better way to watch it anyways is on demand to find out who the hell's at the end. Because the performances are like, they're okay. Some of them are really good singers because some of them are probably singers. Some of them, like Antonio Brown, was singing, I forget what song he was singing, but it was not very good.
Okay.
He had a backing track behind him. So you can tell, like, this guy's not a singer. He's probably an athlete.
This is a competition. By the way, somebody's eliminated every week. Was Antonio Brown eliminated and that's why you saw his face?
Yeah, but he's not winning it. I don't think the person wins anything
every
at the
how
end.
How do you get eliminated?
Each week it says a singer is eliminated
they
and then reveals his or true identity.
Yes. And I don't know if you're voting on who you want to see more or who you like singing more. It's very confusing, the whole premise of the show.
Dude, I was interested in this show, but after hearing all this,
there's a lot of steps to go through. And the more that I'm talking it through right now, I think I'm a little confused about the whole show right now, honestly.
What's happening?
The Masked Singer on Fox. I just want to have one show where seven people come out in costume, seven people perform, and you're like, who could it be? Oh, it's Lady Gaga.
Oh,
it's Fred Savage.
One a week on this show.
Son of a
And they are judges because they're judging them, I think, on singing.
They're just guessers is all they are. They're just guessers.
Well, the Masked Singer, you can't watch if you have Spectrum, so good luck.
Nope.
Right? Yeah, good luck with that. Otherwise, just find it on your Hulu, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.